do it in the particular spot I was supposed to.
No, you didn't.
I'm trying to break the habit.
Yeah. That's all right.
Bad habits are hard to break, Bill.
Oh, don't I know it.
I can't quit you either. I don't even know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Back Mountain. I'm Bill Left. That's Wendy Snyder. We're thrilled that you're listening. Today, I thought to myself, because, you know, Wendy, I'm a huge baseball fan.
I know you are.
I love baseball. I love it to bits. And I've been pulling and pulling and pulling for the Cleveland Indians to break the record, the consecutive winning record.
I have, too, because it's exciting when records are broken, isn't it?
It's not only exciting, it's so hard to fathom that a team in Major League Baseball could win as many as the Indians have won. It's 22 now. Last night was their 22nd consecutive victory. And our friend Mark Carmen is joining us to talk about the unlikelihood of something like that. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm all about history. This is history for me being on this portion of your show.
Yeah.
So I think it's right
on
there with the Indians. Yeah. So yeah. Who would have thunk it? 22 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So they passed the Billy Beane Oakland A's of 2002. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Moneyball.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding film. No, Wendy, maybe not.
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. What's in my queue?
You would like it.
It's
Brad Pitt's in it.
He's very good looking.
He is pretty good looking.
Yeah, and it's a good story, and it's entertaining. So, but they passed that A's team, which, by the way, didn't do anything in the playoffs, which could very well happen to the Indians. But they're now, it's the 1916 New York Yankees who won 26 in a row.
That's,
But
with an asterisk.
With a tie, right. There's a tie in there.
Yeah.
I don't know when the tie happened. Do you know when the tie happened?
I think...
Were you alive then?
No, I was... No.
We did learn why the tie happened, because I asked you, I go, why would a baseball game end in a tie? And this was pre-lights.
Pre-lights, right. That would be the situation.
Had he been with us, he would have answered in a second.
Mark would have solved that crime in a minute.
Well, yeah, but you can't finish the game the next day? That doesn't make sense.
No, but you know what they used to do? This sounds ridiculous, but if a game ended in a tie because it was getting dark, they would play the game over the next day, the whole game. The stats for the players counted, but the win and loss did not count because it ended in a tie.
Interesting. Seems like there should have been a simpler solution.
Wouldn't you, like, maybe resume the game where it left off? Wouldn't you do that?
That's what they did at Wrigley back in the day.
Yeah.
Let's get a resumption going on.
Yeah.
There was nothing better than you'd come to Wrigley, you'd see, like, the 15th and 16th, you get the drama of the end of the game, and then you got to watch
right.
the next game.
Right.
Those were the days.
Right.
So, listen, Cleveland's got a great chance to win the whole thing here, team. They were up 3-1 in the World Series last year to a team by the name of the Chicago Cubs, and they blew the World Series.
No, I don't remember any of that.
I think that happened last year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So,
but think about this. So in all the years we've had organized baseball, 100-plus years, mm-hmm. no team has ever done that. Well, one team has done it, again, with the asterisk. But that just shows you what a impossible accomplishment this is.
No question. No question. Got to have the pitching.
Yeah.
Got to have the hitting. Last night they came back and scored in the ninth.
With one strike left. It was two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And it was Lindor, right, who was up with two strikes on him. And he doubles. And then they tie it. And then they win it in the tenth.
Did you have doubts?
Yeah, I did have doubts. I keep watching. I keep watching the score on either my phone or my computer, wherever I am. I keep it tuned into the game, and I thought to myself, with two outs in the ninth, I go, oh,
not looking
not
good.
This time. Wrong.
I'll give you the play-by-play for me. I was at the Cubs game last night.
Yeah,
and I'm watching, you know, the big board, and they're losing. And then I went to the trough, you know, in between innings.
That's the men's
room. They still
room.
Haven't updated that?
They've got, no. You have a combo you can pick. You can either go trough or you can go new school solo situation. I like to go with the old school trough because I think it's just...
It's quicker.
Yeah, and it's just...
Nostalgia.
It gets me back to my childhood, something like that.
Guys are really
But they
weird.
Have, Wendy, in because of the times, they have the regular trough, and then they also now have a gluten-free trough, which is really nice.
It's huge.
Which one is more crowded? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Sure, the gluten-free does flow quicker.
Wait, how many stalls are in there? You got one?
Many stalls. Lots of stalls.
Over 10?
I think over 10, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's way...
Now I know why you don't go to the bathroom
in
public.
That's why. That's one of the reasons why.
I think the trough is an outstanding invention, and I think it should
Are you going to have one put in your home
when
you buy a house?
Yes. Yeah. And I think, like, we got the old school bathroom out down the hall here where it's, you know, that just the standing situation. There's no actual toilet.
Right.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. But so I was sitting there in the bathroom, and then I hear you know, on the loudspeaker, the Indians have come back and have taken. I'm like, oh my God, these guys are just ridiculous.
It's insane what they've done here.
Yeah.
And they've done it without some of their key players. They've been missing a couple of very important guys in the lineup. So that makes it even stranger.
Yep, yep. They've been.
Kipnis was gone for a while.
Just Kipnis was out for a while. They've had their rotations been in and out.
Who's the middle reliever? Andrew, what's his name?
That's correct. Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller's missed time as well. Very good, Bill. Yeah. I'm impressed. Well, of course, you're like Mr. Indian himself, right? I mean,
being in Major League and Major League Two.
But kids, please realize that was just me acting. That wasn't real. I was pretending to be an Indians fan.
That was pretty much like you in real life.
It really was. It was just like
that's
me.
That's great acting.
Thank you.
I mean,
very natural.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think if you hadn't done that movie, I don't think I'd be sitting in the studio right now. I don't think you'd have as much interest.
Is that true?
I don't know, Wendy. What do you think?
Wow.
There's a tie there, right? It's one thing that they've won 22 in a row, but it's also the Indians, and he was in the year in India.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. For a long time,
you admitted it.
When I made the movie, they gave us, the people who worked on the movies, they gave us a ton of Indians hats, jackets, coats.
Right.
You name it. I had the Indian logo. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I wore it proudly. And then, you know, time has come and it's all faded away. But I love, much like Chicago, I love a city that stands behind a team that goes that many years without winning a championship. You have to love your team to support them for that many years without winning.
1948.
That was the last time.
Jeez.
I mean,
they were the second longest to go without a World Series.
Other than
ring.
The Cubs were the longest.
I mean, clearly the highlight of your professional career is sitting here every day with Wendy.
Yes, it is.
What do you want from me? I have no money. I don't know what you want, Mark Harmon.
Well, I just wanted to qualify that I would think that being in Major League was maybe number two.
It's way up there.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too high.
It's that. Yeah, I don't remember who said it. Was that Lord Olivier who said that, I can't remember who said that.
Yes, it was.
It doesn't matter. Laurence Olivier. Oh. They call him Lord Olivier because
really?
He has that kind of status. Yeah, he's
I'll
not
call
just
you Lord Leff if you'd like
to. All right, please do. Please do. All right. So Indians aside for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
For just a second. The Cubs are in a situation right now. They're three games up on not one but two teams, the Cardinals and the Brewers. Is there one that we should be more worried about than the other, or is it just kind of whatever happens, happens?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think right now might as well be more worried about the Cardinals since they have to play them three straight times. They play them this weekend, and then they have four more down in St. Louis.
So for their last series of the year is in St. Louis against the Cardinals.
Not their last series. The Cardinals and Brewers actually wrap up against each other.
Oh.
But the Cubs go they've got a trip to Tampa.
Yeah.
Quick trip, two-gamer. Then they've got four in Milwaukee.
Right.
And four in St. Louis. And then they're back here with the Reds to
wrap
it up.
Are we in good shape or not in good shape?
We're in good shape, I think. Up three games is good shape, sure. But you also, you can't allow the Cardinals to do what the Brewers did last weekend, which was sweep the Cubs.
Right.
Because if they did, then they would be tied for first, and then you got to go to St. Louis for four.
Yeah.
So in my mind, you win two out of three this weekend, you can, and then you go to Milwaukee and you split two games, then the rest of the games in St. Louis won't matter. But we'll see if they can do it. I mean, John Lackey's pitching today. John Lackey can be good, and John Lackey can be bad.
Yeah.
I know Cubs fans want a second World Series.
Yes.
I realize that.
Yes.
Back-to-back, that would be fantastic. Realistically, are you still feeling good about it, Carms?
It's part two of the three, Peter, Wendy. Why take any chips off the table right now? But if you want me to speak realistically the way you're looking at me right now, they have some significant issues, I would say, starting with Jake Arrieta, who has a hamstring injury, and they're trying to get him back on the field. He threw off a flat ground. That's a baseball thing, not off the mound, flat ground, trying to get himself back to where he can throw off the mound.
That's more for his arm, though, than it is for mechanics or his leg, right? That's just to get his arm prepped.
Right, and less stress off the flat ground than off the mound. So the point is, though, if he has any setback whatsoever coming back from a hamstring injury, which does tend to happen. Bill, of course, you know this with your incredible injury that you've come back seamlessly from.
Thank you.
You really have.
Recognizing that. Thank you.
But
thank
so,
you guys.
Right, so you can't, if there's a setback there, well, then that means, like, season over.
Right.
And
bad time for that to happen.
You can't have it. They don't have the They do not have the depth behind it. They threw a guy from the minors last night, Jen Hong Sang.
Yeah. Didn't quite have what we were hoping for.
No, not going to be the answer. I was hoping, I thought last night was a huge start for because they need some juice.
Although, if I can say one thing for him, for this young pitcher who came up, he showed some poise. There were two errors, one that he made, and that was pretty costly, the two errors, one from him, one from the catcher. But he wasn't as lights out as we were hoping.
No, he didn't make it to the fifth inning.
Right. If the Cubs have one huge hole, in my opinion, it's mid to late relief. Nobody seems to be getting the job done lately.
That's a problem, too. You have a couple guys who Joe Maddon trusts. He trusts the lefty Brian Dunsing. He obviously trusts the closer Wade Davis. He trusts Pedro Strop.
Yeah.
But
Justin Wilson has not had a good outing since they signed him.
I would rather have you on the mound than Justin Wilson.
Yep.
I really would.
Yep.
I
guarantee.
Not that Justin Wilson, Wendy. That's a Cajun chef. That's a different Justin Wilson.
Yeah, you're right.
But maybe they should get him.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should.
That might be better.
Absolutely. Have you guys watched my Craig Hodges, Colin Kaepernick piece? I know you're really going to be into
it. No, but I will. Where is it? Where do I find it?
You can find it. How about hit up my Twitter, at the Karma. It's my top. It's my pinned tweet.
All right.
It's there for you.
What will we see there? What's going on there? Can you just give us a hint?
You'll get a story on a former Chicago Bull who won two NBA titles.
Craig Hodges.
And then he was basically kicked out of the league. No team picked him up after the Bulls cut him at 32 years old because when he went to the White House, at least how he believes it, he wore a dashiki and people thought it was controversial. And similar to Kaepernick, he's not the best player on the court, maybe a ninth guy on your bench, 10th guy on your bench, out of 12. He wasn't worth the so-called trouble that he would have caused people coming around asking questions. Not that, but Craig Hodges was like never a problem, like beloved by his teammates.
Yeah, right.
So pretty ridiculous. And so I tied that into what's going on with Colin Kaepernick today.
Is it possible that there is an NFL conspiracy by which the teams in the NFL said, we don't want Kaepernick to be a player anymore? That's impossible.
I do not believe that at all. I think that each individual team is making the same choice. I don't think that... I believe in the Sam Smith, who speaks in the Bulls in the piece, who wrote the Jordan Rules to cover the Bulls for the Tribune at the time. I believe what he says, which is that they're not smart enough to have a conspiracy.
Right.
The league office is trying to hold the league together.
Yeah.
They're all just making the same decision. If he was elite, if he was Tom Brady or whatever, and it said the same things or done the same things that Kaepernick, he'd be in the league. He's not elite. And so they're all making the same call with their bottom line and their dollars and their sponsors and whatnot.
All right.
On the other side of town, on the south side, Lucas Giolito, go.
Lucas Giolito looks good, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big part of the White Sox rebuild. You're looking for one of these guys to step up and be your number one go-to starter. And the White Sox reworked his delivery, took some time with him before bringing him up. And it looks like they've gone about that in the right way. And now he's here and he's pitching well. So it's a sign of hope for your White Sox when they're going to win the World Series in 2020.
They've looked good lately.
They have,
the last
a little
week
too
or so,
late.
They've
but,
looked really strong.
They have.
She 17
runs last night.
She was like, process 2020. Is that soon enough? I should have.
No, it's not soon enough.
That's not soon enough?
No.
When do you want it in 2018?
Next year. Next 18.
Okay, well, you're going to have to be a little patient.
Not patient. If I'm anything, I am not patient.
Well, I they're on the right path. And Michael Kopech's another guy that they got down there who throws mid-90s and seems like he has the potential to be a top-end starter. You need pitching to win in baseball. That's a key thing. So
yeah,
Giolito, Kopech, there's more behind that. Lopez,
they have what's called the number one farm system in all of baseball all of a sudden. I'm not used to hearing that about the White Sox.
No, they've done I would call it a masterful job
in
rebuilding their team. I think White Sox fans should be very excited, there's like three of them coming to games now, but that's...
Yeah, it's pretty depressing when you look around.
Go on, ask about the Bears.
Speaking of rebuilding, your thoughts on our Chicago Bears.
They could have beaten the Falcons.
Yes, they could have. They know that.
Right. So that would have been great.
Would have been.
Didn't happen. Now they got to go to Tampa. Tampa Bay's better than the Bears, better quarterback than the Bears. Jameis Winston's far and away better than Mike Glennon.
And then the schedule gets even tougher after that.
And then it doesn't get the Steelers and the Packers. So it's a very rough start to the season. It's going to be over before it started, basically. They lost one of their key linebackers this week in Jarrell Freeman, no bueno. And they also lost Kevin White, who has now played in 5 games in 3 years and has been a disaster of a first-round pick, the first-ever first-round pick of their current general manager, Ryan Pace. So, but...
Better season this year than last year, or the same?
Better season this year. Mitchell Trubisky looks like he can be the quarterback.
I love him.
I love him, too.
I don't know what it is. I went to the first preseason game at Soldier Field, and it was so weird to hear the announcement, pass completed.
Yeah,
what?
Well, people had to look
really
it up.
It was really weird.
Hold on a second. Where's my thesaurus? What does this mean?
I know. It was very exciting.
Yeah, and he's got that, the quote-unquote it factor, moxie, whatnot.
Yeah.
So I like him, and I think that... I actually think the Bears are heading in the right direction. I just don't think we're going to necessarily see any real results.
2020 for them?
I think the Bears could be in the playoffs in 2019.
Hmm.
In the playoffs, which is a step in the right direction.
Totally.
When people hint at Mike Glennon's behind-the-scenes story of whatever's going on right now, what are they referring to? Even on the morning show here, that was the second or third time I've heard that in the last 48 hours. People go, you know, there's a lot going on with Glennon behind the scenes. What is it?
I have no
idea. You don't know either?
I don't know what that behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't know what it could be.
I think it's very much in front of the scenes.
It is, isn't it?
He's going to be the starter until he's not the starter, and then he's going to go away.
Yeah.
And he's making... $18 million this year to do it.
But if you're him, he threw a couple at the very end of the game last week. He threw a couple of very catchable passes, and they just didn't catch him. It's not his fault.
I mean, I put out on Twitter in my at the Carm, thank you very much.
God, you are so good at that.
Very well done.
I thought he played great.
Yeah.
I mean, relative to him. I'm not saying he was Joe Montana or Dan Marino or Peyton Manning.
Right.
But for what Mike Glennon.
Yeah.
A guy who hadn't started a game in 2 years.
He showed a little moxie, didn't
he? Yeah, he led him down the field and threw 2 touchdown passes that should have been caught to win the game against the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. I thought he did a great job.
Mark, real quick question, because Judy Pilek will not be, she does not like to be kept waiting.
Very intimidated by Judy.
I see the
not
Bears.
Not by Mark, anyway.
I see the God Bears receivers do this thing before the game where they dip their hands in butter. Now, that can't be good. Why would they do that? Why would they dip their hands in butter?
I haven't seen that, Bill. That's amazing.
They do that right before the game. And it makes them slippery. You'd think they'd want to be more more catchable. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, they should stop doing that. That's a bad idea.
All right. I'll send that into the suggestion box. That's Mark Carmen. Mark, is there any way people could see you, hear you, read you? How is that possible?
Thanks, Bill. I'll be on tomorrow from Northwestern. We'll be doing 4 to 6 with my friend, your friend, Harry Tynowitz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here. Me and Harry will take we'll do the show and an extended Northwestern in a bowling game pregame and a little Bears.
I hear you guys every weekend.
You sound
I don't
very
know
good.
What I'm doing, but I'm always in the car when you guys are on and you're rocking and rolling.
There's nothing better than when I get a text from you. It doesn't happen often, but when I do, it's like the highlight of my day.
So I'll do it more
that?
Often.
How about that?
So, it feels so supported by
all
you.
All right, have a great weekend and stay safe, Mark. Please promise us you'll stay safe.
Thanks, Papa.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mark Carmen. Judy, are you fielding questions? If either Wendy or myself had a question, will you be fielding that question?
I will be fielding questions.
Here's
today.
A question from your news. Lisa Madigan announcing that she will not be returning,
running again?
Yeah, she's not running again, Wendy. That's the phrase.
What's wrong with you today?
I don't know.
God.
I don't know. All right, so this is a shocker to me anyway.
Me too.
Did anyone see this coming?
No.
What do you think is going on there?
Because she can't beat a Miss America who's going against her, correct? Isn't that the woman who's running against her?
Yeah, that's the reason why, Wendy. Are you crazy?
Yes.
Lisa Madigan has served very well.
She's done a nice job.
16 years.
Why does she take me seriously?
I know.
It's so funny. Although, she's a good candidate, the beauty queen, I got to say.
the beauty queen. We don't
I'm
know
sure
her name.
I'm sure she loves that. Maybe she's just had enough. Sometimes that happens. I know in the past when she had been asked about running for governor, which... I think many people thought she would do.
Yeah.
She always brought up her children. And, you know, you can understand they were little. Well, they're
not little anymore.
No, but you know what? As we know, Wendy, they're at an age where maybe they need their mom.
Maybe
she has decided that now I'm going to spend more time. She gave no indication, so I'm just speculating.
And she said that she's not running for any more office. Right.
She's not running for office. Maybe she'll take a couple years off and come back. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because really, I always envisioned Lisa Madigan
going
being
higher?
Governor one day.
Yeah, yes.
She was a to
she's
me
great.
It was a good fit.
Yeah. I'm very surprised to hear this. Like, there's other politicians who go, no, I get that, but I didn't see this for her. I thought she'd stay in it a lot longer.
Now, Republicans, I think, will
pounce?
Come out and pounce on the fact that, you know, her father is the House Speaker, Madigan, who they blame for every ill in
the
state.
Yeah, a lot of people think he should be the one not returning to his job.
Yeah, and that is a really, really good statement there, because think about that. She's leaving before he does.
Right.
Who would have thought that? Yeah, no one. No.
Very surprising.
And that's probably, maybe he's the most surprised.
Yeah. All right, I want to share this with you. You know, Wendy, if I have one love in the world, it is, of course, rap music. That's what I live for, is the rap music. I have a new favorite rapper, and I want to share it with you. I want to play a song for you. This is somebody that you may be familiar with, but maybe not as a rapper, maybe from some other walk of life. So let me play this little clip for you and see if you can identify who this, my new favorite rapper is. Hmm. They will be rapping with another of my favorite rappers of all time, Lethal Bizzle. I'm a big fan of Lethal Bizzle's work. So you'll recognize Lethal right off the beat.
So you are so street all of a sudden, right off the beat.
That's what we say, Wendy.
And I totally understood him.
That's,
I was like,
what,
yeah, okay,
say.
Play it. Yeah.
Right from the B start, you'll hear this, and it's Lethal Bizzle. And then what I want you to do is to identify Lethal's Coco or co-creator. You know that. All right, so here, listen to this.
One, two, three.
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm.
Pow.
Yeah, I'm Lee.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
One more time, let's go.
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm pow. Do you know?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah,
I'm. Isn't that delightful? So, of course, you know Lethal Bizzle. As soon as you hear Lethal, you go, I know Lethal's work. But who is his Coco there? Who's singing with Lethal Bizzle?
You mean the one saying pow?
Yeah.
Liev Schreiber.
No, it's not. Oh, what a great guess, Wendy. No, it's not Liev Schreiber. It's way too upbeat to be Liev
Lethal Schreiber. And Liev would be good. That's what it sounded like to me.
It is not Liev Schreiber. Judy,
I didn't
do you want to
concentrate on the pow. I was concentrating too much on the other person. Sorry.
Is it a musician who is in another genre?
No.
Okay.
It is not a musician. It is not a musician.
Is it Kim Kardashian?
No.
Is it Bob Norman?
It is not. No. It's not Kim Kardashian.
He's not giving me money to mention his name on the screen.
Is it Lisa Madigan?
No, it's not Lisa. Mm. But boy, would that make everything make sense all of a sudden. No,
more
it's
hints.
Not.
Can you give us hints?
This
Julia
person,
Louis-Dreyfus?
No, it's not Julia Louis-Dreyfus. This person would be known more for their acting prowess than anything else.
Their acting.
Does that help?
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy. It is a woman.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, then I know who it is.
Do you know who it is?
The one who I find truly attractive, Helen Mirren.
It's not Helen Mirren, no. Can we play just a little bit more
let me
of that, Cassara, so that Wendy and Judy can hear just a little bit more of the pow person?
One, two, three.
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm.
Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah,
if you listen to the lyrics,
if you
that
don't
might
know
help.
About me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
One more time, let's go.
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm pow. Do you know?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm G50.
Pow.
If you don't know about me,
pow.
May I ask someone quickly?
Pow.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, you smashed it.
Okay, I'm going to go now with Oprah.
It is not Oprah Winfrey, no.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, it's not Ellen DeGeneres.
I thought it was her, too.
I did, too. It really sounded
It does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was a great actress.
It is an actress. I will give you another clue.
Jennifer Garner.
No, it's not Jennifer Garner. They are from a foreign land. I won't say which country, but they are from another land.
Nicole Kidman.
Nope, it's not Nicole Kidman. Mm-mm.
She's an Aussie.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be England.
Because
Dame
why?
Dame Judi Dench.
Yep.
It is?
Yep. The lyrics are, I'm Jude to the D.
Oh,
so that helps a little bit. Cassara, play that just a little bit one more time. This is Judi Dench and, of course, her co-conspirator, Lethal Bizzle. This is their first collaboration ever.
Dude, like Martha Stewart and Snoop.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I think they are. I really do
you
think they are.
You should team up with someone like that.
Who should I team up with? I'd love to. I'll find somebody.
Who's the guy with the big clock? Flava Flav?
Do you want me to work with Flava
Flav? Yes, that would make me laugh.
All right. I'll see if I can put a jam session together, as you like to say. All right. Here they are, Judy Dench.
Dame
Judy Dench.
It is hard to say, isn't
Dame
it?
Dame Dench. And Lethal Bizzle together for the first and last time. Listen.
1, 2, 3. Pow. Yeah, I'm Judy Dench. Pow. If you don't know about me, pow. May I ask someone quickly? Pow. Yeah, I'm.
In the video for this, you can't believe how into this she is. She's really into it. I also didn't know that Judy Dench had a clothing line. She has a clothing line called Stay Dench, women's fashions.
That's not a good name.
Stay Dench is an awful name. It sounds awful.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of her clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it look like?
She dresses really well. Judy Dench dresses fantastic. But I don't know that that means that it translates, you know. I dress fantastic, but my clothing line fizzled in minutes.
I mean, is it something you wear, like, to the Academy Awards?
Shizzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Not fizzle.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where you'd wear it. I'm not sure. And I don't know that it's available in the United States. It might just be a British-only thing.
What's the name of her line?
Stay Dench, according
There's
to this story.
There's a cologne, too.
Oh, she has her own cologne? Jude, I was telling Wendy a couple of weeks ago I needed to buy a belt. Why? My business, not yours. And I selected a belt, and then I was going to buy it because it looked like a nice belt. And then I saw the name on it, and it was Ryan Seacrest, and that made me not buy the belt.
Why is his name on a belt?
I have no idea. Like, what about him would make you go, the next time I buy a belt, I want that man's name on my belt?
That's
I have
hilarious.
No idea. But it ended up... It was a more expensive belt than I had narrowed it down to three, and I go, I think I like this one the most, and then as I'm bringing it up to the counter, I see Ryan Seacrest's name and crest on it, and I go, ah. So it ended up costing them a sale. It didn't make them a sale.
I'm surprised you just didn't buy it. I know. Yeah. That's happened to me with, who's the singer who has a lot of clothes out? Well, there's all of them. Whatever. No, not Fergie. I'd probably
Dionne
wear her
Warwick?
Stuff. No, I don't think I'd wear Dionne's. She'd have a lot of glitter and stuff.
Oh.
No, the blonde.
Olivia Newton-John?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But same thing.
Britney Spears?
No.
No, not Britney. It's the blonde. She wore the shorty shorts in that movie.
Taylor Swift?
No, the shorty
Jessica
shorts.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh. Right.
I love her.
She still has a clothing line?
Well, yes. It's funny because a lot of times, yeah, I'm like, ugh, her name again. But I obviously like her line. It's my kind of clothes.
All right, so what happens when you've got your name on a line of clothing? Like, I would almost bet you everything I've ever put together in my life that Ryan Seacrest is not sitting at a draftsman's table right now drawing up ideas for belts. So what does he do? Does he have to approve somebody else's design?
Yeah, exactly. They
or
go to him
just
and
say, whatever, you just put my name on it.
They're like, can we put your name on a belt and we'll give you money for that? And he says, yes.
So he never even looks at it. He doesn't have to
nod. No, it's like Jessica Simpson. She doesn't look at all of
it.
You think she's looked at my top before I bought it? No.
No.
It's very cute off the shoulders.
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah. So
Judy Dench is in business with Lethal Bizzle because they're working together on the Stay Dench brand, it appears.
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking her clothes a little bit.
Are they nice?
It's again, my style. She's like older.
She's 82 years old.
Yeah, she's old. So I'm not going to wear a lot of these 82-year-old clothes, but some of them are cute.
Yeah, yeah. So has there ever been a celebrity who's lent their name to a line of clothing and they actually do help design? Because I always see the Kardashians' names on everything now.
I bet they look at it.
But look at it is a huge difference from physically sitting down and sketching things and
I
then handing
Khloe
it to somebody.
I think Khloe does do that.
Yeah?
She's my favorite of the Kardashians.
You think she sits down and sketches it? No.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, Vera Wang does that, but I don't know that.
But Vera Wang is a designer.
Is a fashion designer, yeah.
Right.
All right.
But you know what's interesting? Vera Wang, when you see it, you know it.
Yes.
And maybe a little bit Jessica Simpson, but otherwise, I wouldn't know it unless I saw the tag. I'm like, oh, this is a,
So
you
you're
know.
Paying for, if you're buying something that says Jessica, you're paying for the name, right? Like, I'm trying to figure out why Ryan Seacrest, because his belt was $5 or $10 more than other names that I read. Like, I know Bill Blass's name, and I'm trying to remember who the other designer's name. I know those guys are fashion designers. Why does Ryan Seacrest come in and all of a sudden he's charging more and the designer's like, well, he's Ryan Seacrest.
And see, I find, Wendy, don't you, that the non-design Hollywood types who are on the label, their stuff's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for them.
Although I'm just blown away because Bizzle is Lethal Bizzle.
Lethal Bizzle.
He has debuted the launch of an exciting new fragrance It stayed Dench for Lethal Bizzle.
The stench of Dench?
Now that would have been good.
That's what I would have called it.
But he is like the guy who is modeling her Stay Dench fragrance.
Oh, that's interesting.
They have completely hooked up.
See, now I would think her name would carry more power than his name, but she turned to him to help sell her product.
I think it might be different, Bill. It says Lethal Bizzle expands business empire with Stay Dench fragrance. So it sounds like it's his
stuff.
Oh,
it is? Oh, so he went to her. All right.
That's crazy.
Is it something like Judy has seen what they're creating? Have you seen it?
No,
is it something
I can't
you would
find
wear?
Any of the clothes. I'm just
well. It is funny because I was just looking at her clothes. You're right. I wasn't
she dresses
looking at her
nicely.
Clothes. Yeah, but when you go to Stay Dench, it's fragrances first, t-shirts, accessories.
Backpacks.
I don't even know. Snapbacks.
Snapbacks.
That's what they're called. Let's go see.
Isn't that what you did to girls who the first girl
yeah,
who wore a bra?
Exactly.
God,
yeah, that's a snapback.
That.
In
yeah.
fifth grade, I'll have you know. Fifth grade, I turned into a woman.
Congrats.
I was early.
That's nice.
Yeah, we are pleased to announce the debut launch of the exciting new fragrance, Stay Dench, for Lethal Bizzle, the English rapper and actor from London. Outside of music, Lethal Bizzle is a prominent social media personality through platforms Twitter and Snapchat, which have been used to promote his music independently in 2012. He launched a clothing brand titled Stay Dench, based on his popular British slang phrases.
What so are his popular? Do we know what they
nothing,
are?
It has nothing to do with Judy Dench. He
Why
just had
she?
Her in the rap because then he could. It's called Stay Dench.
Oh.
So that's what the connection
oh,
was.
Oh, now it makes sense. All right.
Yeah, all of the clothes say on there, Stay Dench. They have Dench, the words on almost all of them.
Does that make you more inclined or less inclined to purchase them, though? Like, even if you're the biggest Judy Dench fan in the world, would you go, I love her work, I must get clothes that have her name on them?
Yeah, I'm not.
But it's not her thing.
Yeah.
It's his thing.
He came
right.
up with it, and then he's now bringing her
maybe
in.
Maybe so that like... she doesn't sue him. Maybe he goes, I got to get her approval, or she'll sue me.
Wouldn't he have had to have done that first?
In advance? I would hope so. Yeah, I don't know how things... It's England. I don't know the fashion laws of England. Maybe.
That is funny. I don't know. It's weird. I'm totally not interested because it's not even about her.
I know, but we should get a line for you.
For
stay
me?
Stay left. Yeah, you have
yes.
a very
stay
unique
left.
Way.
That'd yes. be good.
Resort casual.
Turn left. That's what we
Oh, that's
call
even
it.
Better.
Honest to God, I think we should do
with
left
with a blinker
turn.
Light. Right, on the left-hand side of all the garments I make, there'll just be a red light that keeps going on and off and
I
on
just
and
saw
off.
The best... I mean, it made me laugh so hard. Bumper sticker. It said, don't fret so much about world peace. Just work on using your blinker.
Oh, that's nice. That's very, very nice.
You could put that on your first T-shirt.
All right. Done. Consider it done. More good news. You can now get married in a Taco Bell. They have a wedding package at Taco Bell.
That is one of my favorite fast food places. So if I wasn't married already,
you
maybe
might consider
we'll,
it.
It's our 20th anniversary. We can't go to St. Lucia. Maybe we'll go to the Bell.
Go to the local Taco Bell. Taco Bell is adding yet another item to its menu at its Las Vegas flagship. And it's definitely not commitment phobic. It says Taco Bell obsessed brides and grooms will get a chance to say I do at the Taco Bell casino in Cantina. I combine Cantina and casino. In Las Vegas, this started back in August. For those willing to pony up the $600, Taco Bell, the fast food company, will provide an ordained officiant to perform the wedding, a private area to celebrate with up to 15 friends and family members. You will also receive Taco Bell champagne flutes that say just married.
15?
Yeah, up to 15 friends.
$600 for 15 people?
Yeah.
That's a little pricey.
Seems a little pricey, yeah. Doesn't it? You also get just married shirts and a sauce packet garter.
I could use one of those just for every day.
That would be fun. That'd be nice to have easy access like that.
I never have enough mild sauce.
And you don't want mild sauce for your honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
You want just crazy you. Sauce for the honeymoon.
I think she wants hot sauce.
Very hot sauce.
Yeah.
This is, you know what this reminds me of? It's a step up from what White Castle sometimes
right.
does on Valentine's
Day.
Where they have what they say is romantic lighting.
And the weird thing, when you go inside to eat at White Castle. It's weird not to get them in the boxes because it's kind of fun to take them out of the box.
Oh, right. They don't come in the box?
No, they serve them on a paper plate.
On a plate, yeah. Mm. And don't you need, at some of the White Castles, they recommend reservations. I don't know if you need them, but they recommend them.
I believe
them.
You do
for Valentine's
need
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very popular.
The one that I pass by.
I'm not kidding.
I know, it sounds stupid. So ridiculous.
It is popular.
White Castle's very popular on, yeah.
All right, I don't know if they all do this. But at the one in Andersonville, or near Andersonville, I don't know if it's officially Andersonville, I've driven by it on Valentine's Day, and there is a maitre d' wearing a tuxedo bringing you to your table, which is a nice touch.
Yeah.
It juices it up a little bit. You're still having Valentine's Day in a White Castle.
There is nothing better than a White Castle after a long night out.
Yeah. It does, it caps the evening nicely,
oh,
doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know.
In the box, so you're right. I can't even. I would go inside and say to go and then sit down.
And then yeah. put, yeah.
Because
I
it's
a
got,
plate.
It's the box does something to it. It steams it or something.
When you were a kid, now, there's a reason I'm asking the kid part, because the follow-up will be, and now, what was the differential between how many you could eat? Like, because I could have 10 when I was a kid, and now 3's my limit.
That's funny. I'm the opposite.
You can eat more now?
Oh, yeah. I could
can't.
Eat. Oh, yeah. We. And, you know, it's funny. I remember one time we had a party when I was married and, yeah. you know, we had kids and we had a bowling party or something. And then afterward, at the time, my husband just threw an offshoot said on the invitation, oh, we'll have, what did they have the?
Sliders.
But in the big box. It's called.
Oh, the Crave case.
Yeah, the case. We'll have cases of sliders. I know he just wrote it on there. Literally, people, when they first got there to our house, were like, where are the sliders? And I don't think he even meant it. We had to go out and buy, like, all these pieces
yeah,
of
sure.
sliders because...
You promised
yeah.
people.
And I think it's a place that people just don't go to that much.
Yeah.
But when you do...
Yeah.
So, anyway, but I could probably eat 6.
6 as a kid or 6 now?
6 now.
And I can't.
It's too hard.
Just regular cheeseburgers. 6, yeah, I could... Yeah.
I actually like the double cheese, and I'm good with 2
okay,
of those,
well,
and
so
I'm
that's,
done.
Okay, well, so that's 4. So there you go.
Yeah, but I mean, when I was a kid, too, I remembered, I almost feel it's because we didn't get it that often. So if it was all of a sudden you had White Castles,
You'd look it up.
You would try and eat more than anyone else.
I wasn't trying to impress anybody.
No, I know
just,
that,
like,
but I mean.
When we'd pick them up, my mom would go, how many do you want? I go, let's go with 10 and some fries or onion rings.
And again, as a kid, I only remember White Castle when I was a little bit older, like 13, 14.
Oh.
I don't feel like we had them in Chicago. But I mean, there's one still there that I went to on Milwaukee. And Western. But
the
and
one
then,
I remember the
weren't
most.
They like 15 cents? It was
yeah, they really
such
were.
A great deal.
That's another reason you ate so many.
Yeah, because you could have 10 for under $2.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they are, what one is, because I never can buy one. It's got to be. And if I can
they're
just.
They're still, to me, pretty inexpensive.
I think they're almost 50. Are they 48 cents or
they're
something?
They're more than
now?
That.
Oh,
are
yeah,
they
they're
more
a
than
more.
That?
They're, like, but they're under a dollar, I think. I feel like they're like 72 or 92 cents. Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will give this idea. I hate to do it because I have my friend Brad. Whenever there is a neighborhood party, you know how a lot of people will bring dips or whatever. He shows up all the time with a Crave case and everybody
Very
loves
popular.
It.
Yeah.
It's easy. You don't have to make anything. Yeah, it's just there's Brad with this Crave case.
Here's another good one. The chicken wings from Jewel, the bucket of wings. I bring those wherever I go and I am the star.
Sure. Of
Everyone
course.
Loves those. Because, again, it's just something people don't normally order, I guess.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
And they're hard to say
bucket
no to.
Of wings.
Easy eating.
And I could eat 20 of those, I'm just saying.
Can you really?
Stay dench,
Half
baby.
The bucket.
Stay dench, everybody. We will close things off next. Judy, thanks for hanging out. It's Bill and Wendy
I'm
at WGN.
Starving. Sure. I know. I want sliders now. You know what time it is now.
Yeah, it's time to close up shop, Wendy.
I wish we had that sound effect of just pulling the window down.
Yeah, we need to find that sound effect. Thanks, everybody, for listening. On Monday's show, the Roaches will be joining us.
I am pretty darned excited
I am
about
too.
This.
I like the Roaches. We'll also bring in a guy from Decon to get rid of the Roaches when they're done performing. So,
and members of Judas Priest. If
yes.
you're unclear, listen to the full show.
Yes, they will be with us. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd. I can't tell them apart, those bands. All right, thanks, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.